from achieving your goals and dreams? Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. Auckland. Good afternoon, the nation's business capital. This is the Born to Lead program. Coming to you once again on a beautiful Saturday morning. So if you're just tuning in now, you are listening to the Born to Lead show. My name is Kizito. And as usual, I'm your host for today. It's a beautiful day. All will be happy. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Born to Lead show.
Come on back where you're ready to
know. And for today, we're going to be talking about something special, a very special topic. Especially if you are in any kind of leadership, I'm sure it's going to be very useful for you to listen what is coming up soon.
All will be happy and
So it's all about momentum and being in a team. So how do you keep your momentum without losing your team? How do you ensure that you've got both working together for good? It doesn't matter any kind of leadership you find yourself in. You could be a startup CEO. You could be working for a multinational. You could be working for an NGO. You could even be just be a captain of your sports team. How do you ensure that you keep the momentum as a leader without losing your team? That's what is coming up next on the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. Ladies and gentlemen, so if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show, which comes to you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. So today, we are going to be talking about what it means to keep your momentum as a leader without losing your team members. Because it could be one thing where, you know, you gather momentum, but you end up losing your team members. So how do you keep both? How do you make sure that you gather the momentum that you need as a leader and at the same time make sure that you've got your team intact? So your business starts with your ideas but keeps going with people. So if you're going to keep your ideas that has been sparked into business going, you need to make sure that you're not losing the people that are helping to achieve that particular mission or vision. Your team is one of your most important parts of your business or your organization. But your biggest mistake could be going too fast with your ideas, because it eroded trust with your team. So you got to make sure that you are keeping a pace where you are not losing the members that are helping to achieve that particular vision. So how can you, or so what, how do you keep your momentum without losing your people in the process? There are many layers to that one mistake. That is, keep your momentum going and losing people at the same time. And I see it now as one of the most valuable experiences to look back on, because it's changed the way I personally do things and lead a team. So for today's show, we will learn what to do in the aftermath and how you can avoid the mistake altogether. So here are a few things that we could learn regarding keeping momentum without losing the trust of your team. So the first thing that you need to do is that pay attention to the chemistry. You know, a motivational leader in USA, or based in USA, once wrote, he said, quote, and I quote, "I loved watching the Olympics this summer. One memorable part for me was watching the U.S. men's basketball team play under the coaching of Mike Krzyzewski. He was a great leader and was at the right place at the right time to make some great sports history. And at the Olympics, this was a dream team, highly talented people, all picked for their individual strengths. But when you hire talented people just because you are talented, suddenly the reality is glaring. As a whole, the team was made up of 10 first-time Olympians and 6 players who had never played in a major international competition. And he continues to say, in my early years as an entrepreneur, I did the same thing. I hired some of the most talented people in the world without thinking about their chemistry and value to the larger team as a whole. After hiring a bunch of super talented people just for talent, I know now why very few people want to coach the Olympic team. Unquote. So this should tell you that if you think carefully, or you need to think carefully about your hiring decisions. You need to make sure that you're not just hiring a bunch of talented people, but how do you make sure that the people that you are bringing together can work as a team and help achieve the vision of the organization. So while it can be tempting to pick the best of the best, in the long run, you want a team that can work together, bringing different things to the table. The other thing that I want us to look at, or secondly, is that know who is at the table with you. You have to know the team players. You have to know what each and everyone is bringing to the table. You can't just, you know, get people around the table for the sake of just getting talented people. You need to know what each and everyone brings to the table. An innovator once said, as a kid, I used to buy all the paper routes in our town, reconfigure them into more efficient routes, and then resell them to other kids who wanted one. I also made a killing selling candy out of my locker when the school didn't want to pay for a candy machine. I'm always on the curve of adoption, looking for the next idea around every corner. But one mistake I have made in the past is spending too much time around people who think like me and then assuming that everyone else was like that too. So in this case, in the early years of your business, or in the early years of your organization, or in the early years of whatever setup that you've made, you might have had a group of people around you who were all innovators. They think like you, like-minded people. They are all like you, and assume that everyone was an innovator. But the people in the world who actually like change are a small percentage. In other words, it's not everyone who likes change. It's only a few people, according to statistics, in this world who love change. So those that do like change are the ones we really call the weird ones. On your team, you may have people who need all the information before they can make a decision. You might have engineers, mathematical people, or mathematicians, or artists. They will all see the world in a different way. As their leader, you need to know who they are and how they think. Understanding communication and the learning lifestyles or the styles is key to building a team that is cohesive, that is collaborative, that is more and most importantly, trust you to lead them. So the people that you are leading, there has to be that level of collaboration and trust between you and the team members. And the other thing that we can talk about when it comes to keeping your momentum or building your momentum without losing your team members is to put it to a vote. Let the majority carry the day. Part of building trust in your team is being able to present ideas without a mindset of this is already going to happen or this is what I want. Some ideas need reworking or collaborative effort to really reach their full potential. Sometimes we have to go back to the drawing board, but it is always a collaborative and team effort. As a bonus to this process, sometimes great innovation or ideas happen that you hadn't thought of before. I think this is also a great way to rebuild trust if you are trying to rebuild it. If you already made my biggest mistake, so to speak, if you are at a table with a team that feels like they are being left behind by your ideas and you put a new idea to a vote, suddenly they feel heard. It gives them ownership in the work that they are doing. That can be life-giving to a team that is struggling. So these are practical lessons that you can learn or could never have learned in a class before becoming an entrepreneur, business owner, or probably before becoming a leader. You may still never be short on ideas, but after applying these hard-earned lessons to the way you do business, you will not be short on a team either. With a team that trusts you and works in sync together, you'll find your momentum in your business is anything but lost. So what are some of the ways that we could maintain that momentum and at the same time keep our team members together without losing them? Because it is very important for us to continue to share that vision, to continue to share the love, and as well as the spirit, the team spirit that we have, you know, with our team members. So fed up, you make yet another commitment to yourself. Start that business, hit that gym, save more money, stop dating losers, or get serious about your future. You know you need to do it. For some reason, though, it feels impossible to master the energy to simply get started. You don't need to worry. And it's not just in your head. Getting started is always hard. Getting something in motion could be very difficult at the beginning. And it's always hard when it comes to taking off or putting something in motion or starting something. So the secret to building and maintaining momentum lies in science. In chemistry, you need a big burst of initial energy to start a chemical reaction. This explosion of energy is called activation energy. What does it have to do with your personal goals? Apparently, everything. New habits and a new mindset will require a personal explosion. You will never feel like it. You will never be ready. There is no right time. So sometimes you need to suck it up, give yourself a push, and get started. Once you have started, it's easy to flame out. So all you need to do is to start. Sometimes that is all you need to do. Get the energy, the explosive momentum to just kick it off. So it's easy to flame out unless you know the science-backed tricks of maintaining momentum. So what are some of the things that we could do to keep our momentum? So number one, you do something tiny every day. Again, do something tiny every day. This idea comes from one called BJ Fogg, a Stanford University researcher. When you set the bar low, that it's easier to stick to your goals. If you've just started trying to get back in shape, for example, forget the long workout. Instead, do 5 minutes on the treadmill and 5 push-ups a day. And he once said, I transformed my life or transformed my health by simply walking for 10 minutes every day. I didn't have an hour, but I could always find 10 minutes. When you start with something easy, you see yourself win and you will keep going. So it's always good to start in a very small way. It doesn't always have to be big. Start in a small way, do something tiny, and as time goes on, you'll be able to what? Increase your capacity or build on it. So it's always good to start something. And secondly, progress must be celebrated. It doesn't matter how small, it doesn't matter how tiny it is, you need to celebrate your progress. Making progress in small ways doesn't always feel like it's making a big difference. But research from Harvard University Business School discovered that recognizing your small progress every day is the key to productivity and happiness. To make the effect even greater, reward yourself, but only in ways that actually further your goals. So topping off a 5-mile run with a bowl of ice cream is different than rewarding yourself with a deep tissue massage. 3. Focus on the small number. You can measure progress by how you have done or how much you still have left to do. A study from University of Chicago discovered that you'll be way more motivated if you focus on the smaller of two numbers. For example, focus on 3 pounds you've already lost, not the 17 more to go. So each new action feels even more impactful when compared to a smaller number. So always keep the smaller numbers in mind, and that will help you to overcome the challenges. 4. Keep a did-it list. You got to keep something that you've done. If you keep ticking the boxes, it doesn't matter how small, it doesn't matter how little it is or how tiny. One scholar once said, my son's school uses a program called Track My Progress for measuring homework completion rates, and every day he can see how he's improving. It works like magic to keep him engaged. This week, try keeping your own did-it list. What have you done? What are the things that you can tick on your sheet, or you can tick on your to-do list? And this is opposite of to-do list. So you keep record of what you have done and not what you want to do or the things that you are about to do. Fill it every single small task that you complete. And keep it in a visible place. You can put it on the door of your fridge, or you can keep it at a place that you can easily see what you have achieved or what you have done. And research proves that seeing your progress and how much you have completed will inspire you to keep pushing. Remember, it is all science. You need a big explosion to start a change, but it is the tiny moves or the tiny moves forward that will make a lasting difference. So how do leaders gain and maintain momentum? We're going to go for a quick music break. When we come back, we'll look at how some great leaders, or how you can gain momentum and maintain it at the same time as a leader. So stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Justine, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So today we are talking about how to gain momentum as a leader and without losing your team members. Justin, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. And today is about how you can keep your momentum. And also your team members as well. If you're just tuning in, so you are still listening to the Born Jolly Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So today we are looking at how to keep your momentum as a leader and without losing your team members, and some of the things that we could do to ensure that we bring the best out of ourselves as a team or as a leader and team members as well. So we are looking at other things that we could do, how leaders can gain and maintain the momentum. So gaining and maintaining the momentum as a leader. If you have lost motivation, how do you get back? Or how do you get it back? How do you maintain momentum over time? If your team has lost the required focus and drive, What can leaders do to reverse the tide? The simple yet powerful, what we call the five-star model of momentum can help. So the five-star model has been designed in such a way that it's able to help leaders, you know, to get back the momentum and the motivation that they need from their team members. So momentum towards the achievement of few important goals is what keeps businesses or other organizations successful over a long period of time. It is not uncommon for leaders to be fired up about a work goal initially and then lose the motivation and the momentum somewhere along the way. It is not unusual, you know, to get something going with the drive and the momentum from the start, and then somewhere along the way or in the middle of the whole thing, you know, you lose that momentum or that motivation. The truth is we all lose motivation from time to time. Occasionally, we just don't feel excited or energetic and happy. Once the motivation flame has been extinguished, it can take some few real time, very real effort to set it alight again or to keep it back on track. If you have lost motivation, how do you get it back? How do you maintain momentum over time? And lastly, if your team has lost the required focus and drive, how can you, or what can you do as a leader to reverse the tide? Motivation and momentum are closely linked, or they are interlinked. The word motivation comes from the Latin word motere, which means to take action. Momentum, on the other hand, is the impetus gained by moving object. Therefore, it makes sense that momentum is gained by the maintenance of motivation over time. For leaders and businesses or organizations to successfully reach their goals, momentum is a critical enabler. So how do we make sure that we keep the momentum at the same time the motivation going? So what we refer to as the five-star model of momentum is featured in many books. It is developed to help leaders and their teams to improve motivation and maintain momentum. Each letter of the five-star stands for a key motivation driver that can shine a spotlight on the motivation areas that need to be addressed. The importance of each motivation area will differ in importance based on each person's unique motivation needs. So, what does the five-star model mean, or what does it stand for? So the letter F stands for fun. If something is enjoyable, it is so much easier to maintain motivation. To keep momentum going, consider doing one of the following things. So 1, change the activities you are using to achieve your goals. Is there anything you can do to make it more fun? Is there anything you can introduce to make it a little bit more exciting and more interactive? 2, change the way you think about your goals. Is there any other way that you can put thoughts into your goals? 3. Give yourself a fun reward for achieving smaller goals. So you need to reward yourself for the little things that you've been able to achieve. It does not matter how small. It doesn't matter how tiny. It doesn't matter how insignificant, you know, that is. But if it is impactful, you need to be able to reward yourself to make it more impactful. And lastly, delegate it if you can. It makes sense to do so. You don't always have to do everything by yourself. And especially as a leader, you need to learn how to delegate. You need to learn how to let go certain things and put some people in charge of certain situations or certain tasks and empower them to be able to do it. The I stands for inspiration. Daily doses of inspiration can give you the added boost you need to stay on target. The inspiration can come from a range of sources, including books, podcasts, TED Talks, and other motivational speeches, and even from other people as well. So V for vision. Visual reminders of our goals can be a great way of maintaining momentum. What will you see, hear, or feel when you have achieved your goal? The clearer your picture of success, the more powerful it becomes. Again, the clearer your picture of success, the more powerful it becomes. And the E stands for energy. Without the prerequisite energy levels, it is hard to maintain any kind of momentum. An abundance of energy provides the required to complete task needed to achieve goals. There is a very simple formula to maintaining good energy levels. Get plenty of the rest. Exercise daily. Drink plenty of water. Have a balanced diet. And keep stress levels in check. These are basic physical things that you can do to make sure that you always get the required energy or to maintain your momentum at an acceptable level that can help you to keep going, that can help you to keep get motivated, that can help you to keep the momentum going. So the S stands for support. The right kind of support can keep you accountable, motivated, on track. And that is why mentors and business coaches can be so valuable. You need to have people in your life that can add value, that you can go to for some level of advice or counseling. People that are very experienced, that can help you motivated, that can help you to achieve your goals and dreams. So you need to have a mentor. You need to have someone that you can go to counsel you. You can have someone that you can go to mentor you, to help you achieve the goals that you have set in your life. So you need to be accountable to someone. You need to be accountable to someone. Someone that can help you get motivated and always ensure that you are on track. That is why mentors and business coaches are so valuable. So if you own a business, or if you have an organization, or if you are part of a team and you don't have a mentor or you don't have a coach, then you need to get one, because these are people who can help us get back on track or help us be held accountable and get motivated all the time. So the best ones know how to support you in the right ways, that will help you to achieve your vision. The other aspect is tracking. Keeping track of your progress is important for maintaining momentum. A simple traffic light scorecard can help you maintain focus on important milestones. It also provides an opportunity to take course corrective action should your efforts and results go off track. So it is always good and advisable to keep track of your progress to help you maintain your momentum. So just a simple scorecard could help you maintain the focus and also keep track of your milestones for your vision. So the A for action. Taking any positive action in the direction of your goals can help you maintain momentum. It is always important to keep the momentum going. It is always important to make sure that you are on the right track. And for this to happen, you have to ensure that you are taking the positive action, you know, in the right direction of your goals. And this will help you maintain the momentum. It will help you to make sure that you are on track when it comes to achieving your goals or your dreams and your vision. No matter how small that action might be, it is the little things done regularly that keep the momentum wheel spinning. So you have to acknowledge the little things that you are doing, because those are the little things, or those are the things that will keep you on track. So keep record of the little things that you do. Keep your eyes on the small numbers, the tiny achievement that you have done, and not the big things or the to-do list that you have, or the big numbers. Always focus on what you have done, because those are the ones that will continue to make you feel that you are bringing in something impactful, or you are doing something to impact your life and the lives of the people around you. So taking action, it's very important. There's a Japanese proverb which says, vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. Again, vision without action is a daydream. In other words, you can have the vision for all you like. Anybody can dream. Anyone can dream a dream, or you can have a vision. But if you have it without putting it in action, it's just like a dream. An idea without any action will forever remain an idea. A vision without any action will forever remain a vision. It can never be achieved. It can never be able to come into fruition. Why? Because you've never taken an action. So it is very important to keep your vision into action, or else it will remain like a dream. And he says that action without a vision is also a nightmare. If you are taking an action and there is no direction, there is no focus, there is no nothing to show that this is where you are going and this is how you're gonna get there, then it's also equally a nightmare. So you also have to have your actions backed by the vision, or the mission of the organization, or the mission of the business, or the vision of the organization, or that particular project. So that is very important. And I believe that if you're able to keep these two together, vision with an action and action with a vision, you'll be able to achieve whatever you've set before you, or the goals that you've set ahead of you as a leader or as a person with that focus to achieve something in life. And lastly, we look at rewards, and recognition. How impactful or how important, how necessary it is to give a reward or to recognize even the little things that has been achieved. Knowing that something truly worthwhile awaits you after you have achieved your intended goals can be a great motivator. So if you know that if you achieve a certain milestone, you are going to be rewarded, it always feels good. It always feels good, and it motivates you to be able to go higher. It gives you the momentum. It gives you the energy. It gives you the platform to aim higher, to always try to do better than what you've done before. So knowing that something truly worthwhile awaits you after you have achieved your intended goals can be a great motivator. It can give you the momentum to push forward. It can give you the momentum to do better. It can give you the momentum to be better at what you've done, you know, in the past. So similarly, it can be very beneficial to recognize and reward each significant goal milestone achieved along the way to the end goal. So every milestone that you achieve in a specific project, on a business, or an organizational goal, you need to be able to find a way to reward and recognize the achievement. It could be by yourself, rewarding yourself for the achievement or the goals that you have achieved, or the team members that are helping achieve that vision of the organization or the business. So you need to be able to what, to put rewards and recognitions in every milestone of a specific project or a specific goal or a specific organizational achievement. So it is very important for us to reward and recognize significant goal milestones. And when we do that, it helps us to maintain the momentum. It helps us to keep the momentum going and get motivated. People get motivated by rewards and recognition, especially if we are working as a team and you have team members. You need to keep the motivation. You need to keep people motivated by giving them, acknowledging the things that they've done, you know, to make an impact in the things that you are doing. So it is very important, you know, to give rewards. It's very important to give recognition, you know, when it comes to working together to achieve a goal or a particular mission. So this five-star model, in a nutshell, can be useful in two ways. It can be very useful in two ways. So what are the two main ways that the five-star model that we have just discussed can be very essential? When your momentum train has been derailed, it can help you get you back on track. So these things that we've mentioned, if you start something and somewhere along the line you lose the momentum, you lose the motivation, this model can help you get back on track when you have derailed the train of momentum. It can also be used as a tool throughout the entire goal achievement journey to keep you focused on the things that matter. Again, it can also be used as a tool. So the five-star model can use not just as a source of keeping you back on track when you derail your momentum train. What it can also do is to help you, or can be used as a tool throughout the entire process of achieving your journey, or to an entire process of the journey of getting the vision achieved. So by keeping you focus on the things that matter. So which means that it removes the distractions that you may experience when you are trying to achieve a goal or trying to achieve something in life. So that is it's a very effective model which can help you in these two main ways. That is, one, help you, you know, get back on track if you get your momentum train derailed. And secondly, be used as a tool throughout the entire goal achievement journey that can help you get focused and not get distracted by things that will set you back for achieving your goals and dreams. So that brings us to the end of today's topic on the Born to Lead show. That is, how to keep your momentum without losing your team members. I hope and I'm very sure that you have been able to get something useful out of today's discussion, how to keep the momentum intact, especially as a leader, and then also not losing the people that share the vision or that share the idea that you have come together to achieve that particular mission. So thank you, and we hope that next week we'll also be able to bring you something more impactful again. And stay blessed, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Have a wonderful and fruitful week. All right, so that brings us to the end of another special edition of the Born to Lead show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you've been able to learn something out of today's show. What is keeping your momentum at the same time not losing your team members? So we'll bring you another special edition for same time, same place next week on the Born to Lead show. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a wonderful week and God bless you. Bye. Changes are the world.
you do, I 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 do,